Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 Hours Main News. We'll take a look at stories making headlines. Government assures nation of stable fuel supply amid temporary disruptions. President Hichilema to undertake a state visit to Zimbabwe. And at least six die in crash at Ghana military recruitment event.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Kalunga Mukulangoma Mwape. The Minister of Energy has assured the nation that fuel supplies remain stable despite reports of shortages in some parts of the country over the past few days. Energy Minister Makoso Chikote says that the recent disruptions were purely logistical and not as a result of depleted national reserves. He disclosed that as of Tuesday, 11th of November 2025, Zambia had more than 57 million litres of diesel and 40 million litres of petrol in stock. Mr. Chikote explained that the government has implemented both short and long-term measures to address the fuel disruptions and prevent similar occurrences in the future. He assured citizens that normal fuel distribution is expected to resume soon across the country. The government has also apologized to the public for the inconvenience caused and reaffirmed its commitment to maintaining a steady and reliable supply of petroleum products nationwide.
The Ministry of Energy acknowledges the reports of fuel shortages experienced across the country over the past few days. Following these reports, the ministry has put in place short and long-term measures to address the problems and prevent their recurrence. The ministry further wishes to inform the nation that as of yesterday, Tuesday, 11th November 2025, the country had 57,385,360 liters of diesel.
The National Assembly this afternoon adopted a motion urging the government to introduce a legal and policy framework to regulate in vitro fertilization, commonly known as IVF, and other fertility services. IVF is a medical procedure in which an egg is fertilized by sperm in a laboratory and the resulting embryo is transferred into the uterus to achieve pregnancy. In accepting the motion, the Minister of Health, Elijah Muchima, said that the move is long overdue and that the government is already taking steps to address the issues surrounding infertility and reproductive health. Dr. Muchima explained that infertility remains a major challenge in Zambia, often with women unfairly bearing the blame. He added that establishing a clear policy and legal framework will help integrate IVF and other fertility services into the public health system in a safe and regulated manner. The motion received a broad support from both the ruling and opposition members of parliament, who agreed that regulating assisted reproductive technologies is vital for improving reproductive health services in Zambia.
The provision of IVF and related services has also raised a number of ethical and legal challenges that require comprehensive policy guidance and legal provisions. These include issues of surrogates, government and embryo donation, the storage and ownership of embryos, the determination of parentage, and the rights of children born through assisted reproductive technology. To address these complexities, the Minister of Health, in collaboration with the Health Professional Council of Zambia, the Minister of Justice, and other key partners, including the Zambia Association of Gynecology, has completed a March trial.
Political analyst Dr. Lawrence Mwelwa has described the failed mediation over the late former President Edgar Lungu's repatriation as a sad reflection of leadership failure. Dr. Mwelwa says that in the presence of leaders and elders, differences should be resolved amicably. His remarks come after former Malawian President Dr. Bakili Muluzi announced that the mediation team he led to resolve the dispute between the Zambian government and the Lungu family has withdrawn, having failed to reach a conclusive agreement. Dr. Mwelo expressed disappointment that key figures in the mediation, including the family spokesperson, abandoned the process to engage in politics, media appearing disorganized, and the entire mediation in disarray. He questioned who will now take responsibility for explaining why Dr. Muluzu withdrew and what message this sends about Zambia's ability to manage sensitive national matters.
A narrative of failure of leadership. Because where there are leaders, where there are elders, issues must be resolved in an amicable manner. Mm-hmm. And we have a situation incidentally where we have the lead mediator, the family spokesperson, abandoned the funeral to go and do politics in Zambia. In the meantime, everybody else is depending and relying on this lawyer and this particular spokesperson to guide the process of negotiation. So people who don't help in vain decide to pull out.
President Hakainde Hichilema is set to undertake a state visit to the Republic of Zimbabwe on the 14th of November 2025 at the invitation of President Emmerson Mnangagwa, the government of Zambia has announced. In a statement issued by Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Minister Mulambo Aimbe, says the visit will see the two heads of state co-chair the inauguration of the Zambia-Zimbabwe Bio-National Commission, BNC, aimed at strengthening bilateral cooperation and elevate the long-standing Joint Permanent Commission on Cooperation, PPC, to a higher strategic level. Mr. Aimbe explained that the establishment of the BNC reflects the shared vision of President Hichilema and Mnangagwa to enhance economic integration, advance joint infrastructure projects, and foster deeper collaboration between the two neighboring countries. He noted that the visit underscores the enduring friendship, shared history, and cultural ties that have long united Zambia and Zimbabwe, which also share strategic assets such as the Kariba Dam, Victoria Falls, and the key transport corridor vital to both nations' socio-economic growth. President Hichilema is expected to return to Lusaka following the conclusion of the official engagements in Harare. The government has registered over 8,000 motorbikes, of which more than 2,000 have been involved in road traffic accidents, resulting in 375 fatalities between January and September 2025. Minister of Transport and Logistics Frank Tayali noted that the road traffic incidents involving motorbikes are predominantly occurring in rural areas, and the government is actively working to address the issue. Mr. Tayali revealed that authorities are developing a key framework to regulate the commercial use of motorbikes in Zambia. He says that the framework will include provisions of tax collection from commercial motorbike riders and other regulatory measures.
During the period January to September 2025, a total of 8,463 motorcycles were registered. During the same period, 2,795 motorcycle-related road traffic crashes were recorded, resulting in 375 fatalities. The majority of these crashes occurred in urban and peri-urban areas, including Lusaka, Copperbelt, Northwestern, and Eastern provinces. The data clearly indicates an upward trend in motorcycle-related crashes and fatalities, underscoring the need for a coordinated national response.
And now, business news. Business news.
Economist Calvin Chisang has described the Bank of Zambia's bills decision to reduce the monetary policy rate, MPR, to 14.5% as a cautious but positive step aimed at stimulating economic activity while maintaining price stability. Mr. Chisang notes that this adjustment comes as inflationary pressures begin to ease, supported by a stronger kwacha, improved food supply, and reduced imports. He explains that the kwacha's recent appreciation has been driven by increased foreign exchange inflows from the mining exports due reduced reliance on fertilizer imports following the commissioning of the urea plant and improved investor confidence due to progress in debt restructuring. He added that this policy action is expected to enhance credit access, particularly for small and medium enterprises, as well as the agriculture and manufacturing sectors, which are crucial to driving inclusive economic growth.
Monetary policy rate reduction implies to say a number of key factors. One of the biggest elements that is speaking so well into this scenario is the inflation trend. which has made a cool down policy direction. What we see with the Bank of Zambia is that they have made a direction based on the confidence that has been shown in the country's improving microeconomic fundamentals.